Donald Trump to end birthright citizenship via executive order. By Neil Monroe on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump will issue an executive order ending the awarding of birthright citizenship to the children of illegal migrants, administration officials said. The citizenship order will face years of legal fights before it is reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. The rule would not apply to children born before the rule is confirmed. If upheld, the change would sharply reduce the government-created incentives for migrants to sneak into American society, and it would help Americans build their own families. The Center for Immigration Studies estimates that in 2024 migrants gave birth to almost 400,000 anchor babies, the term used to describe the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens and other foreign nationals. The decision to birth a child in the United States is rational for foreigners and their children, and is good for progressive school of imposed diversity. But the process drains the value of citizenship held by Americans. The Washington Post reported, Trump will issue other executive orders that will ramp up deportations, restart border wall construction and send U.S. troops to patrol the 2,000-mile boundary with Mexico, said the incoming official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity under ground rules for a call with reporters set by the incoming administration. After Trump is inaugurated, he plans to declare a national emergency at the southern border. Trump will then issue orders to restart the Remain in Mexico policy of his first term, designate drug cartels and gangs as foreign terrorist organizations, and suspend refugee resettlement in the United States for at least 4 months, officials said, reading a list of inauguration day actions and orders. Trump's rapid-fire decrees have been crafted to immediately put immigration advocates and other opponents on their heels, his aides say. They view his November win as a mandate to order sweeping changes to the U.S. immigration system and said the record influx of unlawful crossings in the first 3 years of the Biden administration demands bold action. Roughly 3.6 million children are born in the United States each year. The birth rate is declining partly because immigrant flatlines salaries and drives up housing prices, making it doubly difficult for couples to have all the children they would like to. In general, Democrats, and most business lobbies, favor policies that help import migrants over policies that help American families.